Bald and Blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution Podcast. The podcast to get tools for a powerful mind you can use immediately every day. Get tips, tricks, skills, and inspiration to create what you desire and achieve a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Cathy Tate and Daisy Pub.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Cathy Tate, your host from Down Under. With me, as always, is your host from the top of the world, Daisy Papp. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, my dear friend Down Under. It's so good to see you, good to hear you, and it's good that we are creating some more episodes. And it is wonderful to know that we have so many listeners, so many open ears, and so many humans being interested. And hint, hint, very interesting background information to our listeners. We gained so many male listeners that we don't even know how that happened. And we don't know how they came all of a sudden, where they came from. And we're very proud because humans of all genders are welcome because we care. We love humans. I especially do love humans. I know there are many people, they say they love dogs and they love the country, they love their car, they love the TV show or the movies. Well, I love humans and I'm so glad that we are serving male and female alike and those who are indecisive as well.
Yes, it is wonderful to see that our reach is growing every single week and we welcome every single one of you. And please do keep sharing our episodes with your family, friends, colleagues, and let's see how many countries we can get to before the end of the year, Daisy. My goal is 100. That's what I've visualized and dreamed about. So we'll see. We're edging closer at 76 and counting. But by the time our episodes air, we've often gone up in numbers.
Yes.
So it's outdated. So today we have an interesting topic that I have no idea what's going to come out of it. But here it is, speed or direction.
Uh-huh. Well, I do believe that I know where you got it from. Dear listeners, Cathy and I, we sometimes have private conversations as well, actually quite often and frequently. And well, I think it is very important to distinguish between speed or direction. I know of so many people who are so extremely impatient. Are we there yet? Isn't it happening now? What is going to happen? How long does it take? Why not now? Well, it's great to be speedy only if you go the right direction. And when we go back to the very beginning of us planning the podcast, starting the podcast, getting ready to record the first episodes over 2.5 years ago, it was not about the speed. It was about our distinguished vision that we wanted to embrace the globe. How that's going to happen, I mean, physically I can't. The globe is a little bit too large for my arm span, or my arms are just simply too short. Either way, the vision was clear and it was not about speeding. And look how far we've gotten with the right direction. So it's not about the speed. Let's say I go much faster and I'm really accomplishing a lot every single day. And I know of many business people around the world who are doing much and have many decisions to make in a very speedy way. It's 50-50. Every single time they make a decision, is it the right decision or is it not the right decision? Will it bring them forward or not? Now, it's not about the speed, but when I focus on the direction and just continuously, little by little, step by step, every day a little bit, go in the right direction, I will sooner and more securely, surely, get to where I want to be compared to somebody who's speeding the wrong direction, because then they will never get there.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a tale over here, which probably is in a lot of cultures that listen to us. And it's about the tortoise and the hare being like a rabbit creature, which runs very fast, and the tortoise or turtle creature that goes quite slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
And the tale is all about all the things that happened to them in this race. And it ends up being that the slow and steady tortoise wins the race. And I think that the message behind that story is about direction being more important than speed.
I wholeheartedly agree. How sweet. I never heard about that tale. And it is sweet. I can't even imagine it. Yes. Sometimes when you go to school or you remember the days when you went to school and you remember your schoolmates and all they did, they just steadily just did their thing every day a little bit in the right direction. They didn't speed in one or the other. No, they just continued their path and they got there. They got their exam. There were no really passionate ups and downs, big storms and big waves to be surfed or to survive. And they just got there. There's a saying in German language, and I'm not sure if it's really related to that. It just comes to my mind where they say, calm waters are deep. So it really, what you see on the surface doesn't mean how much is in there or what's not in there. But when we, in a so much speeded up world, start learning to slow down, observe more, be that deep water, have that substance, and steadily knowing what your goals are based on your values that are based on your level of integrity, that are a good fit for you personally, emotionally, subjectively, intellectually, and then just steadily, just keep on going, keep on going.
Yeah, I was going to bring up a similar point because I feel like today's world, everything is much faster. And there's this expectation, I think, of instant gratification out there because everything is faster. Communication is faster. Computers have made things faster. It's a different world than it was 50 years ago. And I do feel as a result, everything is around us is running much faster. And there might be this sort of feeling that if you don't go at speed too, you'll be left behind. But what I have learned actually is that it is better to step back for me personally to get some clarity, because if I feel like I'm caught in that rush, and I'm maybe missing out on stuff. I mean, there was even this saying going around FOMO for a while, fear of missing out, that was like the catchphrase in the younger generation. And I know that because my son used it all the time.
Me too. I know it from my son.
But I feel like if you get caught up in that feeling of having to go fast, one, you miss out on a lot of things. But two, I think you can get swept up and go in the wrong direction. And that's why I think this topic is so important, because it brings an awareness to how we behave in a world that is like that, that is so fast. Now, it may not be everywhere we are listened to, but it certainly is in the cities in Australia. And I yearn for the countryside where it is calmer and quieter and natural. And that feeling of speed sweeping you away is much less impactful. And that resonates much better with me. Whereas I have friends and family who love the city, who love the rush, who love being in that environment and having that energy surrounding them. But to me, it's just, well, it's just too much. It doesn't really click with me. So perhaps we're all different that way. But I think that there's a lot of wisdom in looking at whether you are fitting with that environment and whether you are going in the direction that truly matches what you desire.
I think when we are more certain in regards of our direction, then speed no longer matters. How often is it that people want to get things done, but they didn't go anywhere? They didn't arrive anywhere. So when we are able to inspire the definition of direction and can inspire humans to start thinking about their direction. So where am I going? Where am I rushing? What am I rushing towards? And become more clear of where we're going so speedy, like Speedy Gonzalez, the fastest mouse of Mexico. Where are we speeding? And why? And is it really worthwhile? I spoke to a client today from overseas, and he said to me that he would love to do some things that are more meaningful to him. He's a business owner, huge European company, world known, and they are in trouble. Like a global crisis even hits overseas, their specific location, especially a specific trade. And he says, yeah, but I don't have time. I'm rushing from one appointment to the other, from one meeting to the other, from one consulting meeting to another, from one client to another, from one management meeting to another. And he has actually no time in between. And he said, I don't even know how I'm doing it. He could financially retire 20 years ago. By age, he is not going to retire very soon because he's very active and he's a youngster still. Now, he's speeding all day long and he considers his own life as meaningless. So the fulfillment level is very low because there is no direction anymore. He's working his days. Yesterday was almost the same like today, and tomorrow will be the same. And Saturday half day will be the same. Then the afternoon, there will be a family event. Then Sunday, he's going to do this. He already knows exactly how his next work day will look like. In Europe, they have a long weekend now due to some holidays. But they are rushing and rushing, and he does not find fulfillment in it because he cannot see the purpose. Now, when I'm going in a direction and even speedy, I go there very quickly, fast. I'm pushing the pedal even more. And I never thought about the purpose. I may arrive there fast, speedy, and then realize I don't even want to be there. I have a great example. One neuroscientist whose work I am very amazed of, and I studied a lot of his work. They had in their institute at university in Germany, they had an apprentice there. And what they did, they wanted to test something about the cockroaches. And of course, they're using American cockroaches because they're bigger, because here in the US, many things, if not most, are bigger, larger, longer, greater.
And so, are they Texan cockroaches?
I didn't find any specifics about that. What I read and what I learned in conversations, that these were American cockroaches. And so what they wanted to test about the cockroaches. And then they found out, aha, this apprentice had such a great idea to make a test on them that all the professors and all these super brains totally forgot because they wanted to get there so quickly. And this apprentice just one day came out, brought the cockroaches, the test animals, and said to the professor, well, I thought I'd share this with you. And they just couldn't believe almost what his finding was. Now, there's another scientist who wanted to know why salmon die once they laid their eggs. Why is that?
Salmon? Salmon. Oh, the fish.
Yes, the fish.
Okay.
So yeah. Actually, so salmon, they are born up there at the little creeks and then rivers when they're tiny, where the rivers begin. And then what they do is they grow. They just swim downwards, downwards, the stream, and then they end up in the ocean. Here or there. And then they just live their life and everything is good. They have a wonderful salmon life, as happy as a salmon can be. And then something happens to them because they become sexually mature. And salmon have very great smell senses. Based on smell, they can find the river where they came from. And they start swimming against the stream, against the stream, against the stream. Now, you may have seen it on some beautiful video footage where the grizzly bear is just standing there, sitting there, resting and waiting until the salmon jumps out of the water against the stream. And he's just putting his paws out and has a delicious breakfast or snack or something. So scientists wanted to know, okay, so these salmon swim against the stream. They finally arrive there. They lay the eggs and then they die. And they couldn't understand why that happened. So one of the brilliant scientists, I think very genius idea, he thought, okay, I'm going to fly up there with a helicopter. And the moment when they reproduced the salmon, he's going to fish them out, put a mark in their tail and put them in a big container. And once the container filled, just with the helicopter, drops them right back into the ocean. And then he had almost 1 year time to sit back and wait. Huh? It's not about speed, you see. A year later, again, beautiful life of a scientist, with a helicopter went back there, and he was just starting to count how many salmon arrived with a mark in their tail. Many, 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 many. So it was not an exception. So what he then realized is these salmon were swimming against the stream with one thought in their mind, speed, huh? Speed and focus, to reproduce where they came from. And where they reproduce, the water is so shallow, almost no food, no oxygen. That's such a shock for them. That's what causes the death.
Oh, so when he relocated them, they didn't die.
No.
They just started the process of swimming back to where they were again.
Yes. A year later, he went back.
Huh.
So, which is a great lesson here, because that shows us when you realize you're really in deep poop and someone just comes and lifts you up and throws you back in the water of life, you were lucky and you can just do it all over one more time.
Okay, that's not what I would have taken from that, but yeah, sure.
So you see, it's not the speed, the direction. They went the direction, of course, with salmon, it is they're instinctively going there. Now, but how many humans do you know, metaphorically, that are swimming against the stream? They're burning their own candle at not two ends, but at 15, exaggeration, just to arrive there. And when then they got the new house and they got the new baby and they got the new helicopter and they got the new boat, all of a sudden, heart attack, any other issue, maybe the marriage is broken. The children are turning into weirdos that are almost not handleable. I mean, it happens. It happens in the best families. She's giggling.
Yeah, I get your point. Although I think that swimming against the stream can be a good thing, the rest of what you said, I completely agree with. I think that there's a lot of us out there that are so busy being busy and so busy trying to keep up appearances or please other people or fit into some societal view of what we should be that we forget about the things that are really important. We forget about searching for our purpose. We forget about living to our highest values. And I think that perhaps this is a wake-up call to reassess your own direction and speed and have a look at whether you are really fulfilling what it is you truly want, because we can get caught up in life very easily and things go so fast because we're so busy that we can forget to do that. We can forget to make time for those things. And I know especially this is a message to all the mothers out there, not discounting all the dads because you guys are important too, but mothers especially have a tendency to live for other people and to put everyone else first and to not make time for themselves. And so I just want to call out, you've got to make time for yourself as well. All those other people and things in your life are important, but if you aren't there doing all that, if you aren't capable or if you aren't in your best health or best state of mind, then the rest doesn't matter, does it? So we have to take care of ourselves as well.
Mm. Now, I'd like to bring in one more aspect. Once you know the direction, then you can even speed up a little bit. No one says you need to be the snail to be slow at all times. But once you have your direction, when that's defined and refined, then you can push the gas pedal, because then at least when you're speeding, at least you're going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's a good point to make. Because we don't have to go slow. We can go at the speed we want to. And maybe there are things that we have put a deadline to, and it's important that we reach that deadline.
Yeah.
But first, before we do that, we have got that definition around what it is we are trying to achieve.
Yeah, and what is possible, what is realistic. what is doable. Now, speed or direction when it comes to communication. How many of us, I include myself, it happened to me too, wanted to say something so quickly and it came out the wrong way. Or we so eagerly wanted to get it off our chest and it was not what we meant. Or we expressed ourselves so complicated that at the other end with the two ears, that's trying to understand what I'm trying to say. So slow down. Which direction am I going? And again, am I part of the problem or am I part of the solution? And then get it out there. I'm not saying speak slowly. I'm not saying that. No. But slow down before you speak. You will prevent many misunderstandings. You will prevent you falling out of grace. Slow down. Unless you're a racehorse in a race, then run. Other than that, slow down. Direction first and then speed.
That's really important because I think miscommunication causes misunderstandings and disconnections. And especially I think that's present in today's forms of communication, namely texting, because it can be taken out of context so easily when it's said in such a short form. Gone are the days where we really, truly expressed ourselves with poetry and language and wrote long letters. And it's a shame because I think that that was an opportunity to really express fully what we mean and how we felt. And I think that that has disappeared a little bit with today's forms of communication. And I think it's important to be aware of that so that you don't miscommunicate just simply by rushing through the communication form. When I say that, I mean sending a text message where often we abbreviate what we mean. And in our head, when we're writing it, it's fully formed, but we're making the assumption that the person receiving knows what's in our head, and that's not the case.
I agree.
It's a bit of a trap.
I agree. And the texting is oftentimes a reaction because we think, okay, so let me answer real quick.
Yes.
Really? Isn't it more opportune to answer precisely? Now, imagine one misunderstanding can be an avalanche in the wrong direction. And then the repair, and some things cannot even be repaired. In relationships and communication, only because I wanted to say it so quickly, get it off my chest, darling, or buddy, or however people call one another. The words you put out there, no matter the speed, you cannot take them back. You can't. Impossible. Unrealistic. Factually not happening. So therefore, isn't it more important to know the direction? Who am I talking to? And how am I talking to? What am I talking about? Slow down. Becoming more aware, it goes back to that basic point of knowing what we do while we do what we are doing. How often is it that you just, oh yeah, let me just answer this text message and click, click, click. Off it goes. Oh, I sent it to the wrong human. Happened to me too. Because we were so speedy. No, unless you're Speedy Gonzalez, slow down. For those who may want to have a look who Speedy Gonzalez is, it's a cartoon that is called The Fastest Mouse of Mexico. So other than that, slow down. Check your direction first. When you choose a direction, you can even go one step further and you can investigate, what is it that makes me choose this? What am I awaiting when I'm getting there? What am I wishing for? What is it that I'm hopeful of finding there once I get there? Now, the good news is when you courageously chose a direction and in the meantime, while speeding or going slowly, you notice that's not the right direction. You can always take a turn. You can always change and adjust your direction. Becomes more challenging when you're speeding.
Absolutely agree with that. I think that you can miss opportunities along the way if you are going too fast, which is, of course, a reference to last week's episode. If you have not heard it yet, make sure you go and have a listen in. I think that this has been a really interesting conversation about speed or direction, and we hope that you, our dear listeners out there, have enjoyed it. Please do send us your thoughts and your feedback. You can contact us at ask@baldandblonde.live or jump over to the website and use the contact us page. Please keep sharing every episode. And guys, if you have a few dollars spare, we'd love your support. You can also do that on our website. There's a support us page. Just go to the top of the screen and click on that. And it is very, very easy to throw us the cost of a cup of coffee to help us stay ad-free. That's it from us today. We'll talk to you soon with another episode of Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our podcast with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place. For you, for us, for future generations. Visit us at baldandblonde.live to get freebies, give feedback, and even support us with as little as $1. Talk to you soon.